We are here to honor those who have fallen in the service and defense of our country, to proclaim the example that they have set for us and for our children, of the sacrifice that love and duty sometime require of a free people.
Veterans Park Foundation President Jack Brown served as Master of Ceremonies for the program, which was held under a cloudless sky and typical May temperatures around 90 degrees. In his opening remarks, Brown pointed to a couple of new projects under construction at the park, the Revolutionary War Monument and the new Wall South Information Center.
A replacement for the old kiosk where we used to look up names for the wall. And a lot of people today have been trying to find names. Unfortunately, we don't have that capacity yet, but we will within the next month or so. We're going to have touch screens there that give us that ability.
Brown then introduced the featured speaker, retired Marine Corps General William Nyland, whose aviator call sign is Spider, and who was a classmate of Brown's during training. He was also Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps from 2002 to 2005.
This is a very special day. It goes without saying that this day is without peer in our country. I was privileged and proud to wear the uniform for a little over 40 years. And in my personal opinion, save the clergy, there's no higher calling than to serve your nation in the cloth of your nation.
Nyland told the audience that for him, the U.S. president that captured the gravity of Memorial Day the best was James Garfield, the 20th president. Garfield's quote, said Nyland, was short but right on the money.
And I quote, "For love of country, they accepted death," end quote. So now, here we are today, for more than a century and a half, Americans around the world gather on Memorial Day for twofold purpose. We reflect on the extraordinary freedom and to pay respect to those courageous men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice to both make us and keep us a free people.
Nyland also provided a history lesson of sorts on Memorial Day, which began in 1867 in Columbus, Mississippi, when women there cleaned and decorated the graves of Confederate soldiers.
They completed their tasks, they looked around, and they were aghast at the barrenness of the Union soldiers' graves. So in turn, they went back, gathered more flowers, and arranged them on the final resting places of the Northern dead who had died on the very same battlefield.
The practice spread and became known as Decoration Day, which evolved into Memorial Day, which Congress in 1971 authorized for the last Monday in May and to cover those who died in all of the nation's wars.
Some men have come home, some have not. They are Air Force, they are Army, they are Coast Guard, they are Navy and Marine. And they gave this country their most precious gift. They gave their lives. They were of varied backgrounds, to be sure, but characteristic in common they had one, a demonstrated love for freedom and their country.
After Nyland's address, a plaque was presented to the family of Staff Sergeant Jesse Thomas, who was killed last year in Afghanistan. It will join 10 others at the park, honoring other local troops who have died in Afghanistan or Iraq. Retired Marine Colonel David Barraclough officiated.
Our community will never forget the sacrifices and heroism of these young, brave men and women. Now, what this plaque says, Staff Sergeant Jesse L. Thomas, Jr., United States Army, killed in action June 10th, 2013, Operation Enduring Freedom.
And then it was time for a Navy honor guard to render the traditional salutes. This was the first Memorial Day program to be overseen by the 14-member board that took over the park in 2012 when the former Veterans Park Foundation was dissolved and the site placed under city control. In closing the ceremony, the foundation's Jack Brown had one more piece of advice.
As you enjoy the rest of this day of reflection, remember that it was purchased for you at a price. Thank you for coming.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.